operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Egg Country office. Egg Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They passed it with 3 days to spare, a supermajority of House Republicans and Democrats again extending government spending into next year, avoiding a government shutdown. Many Republicans, including Tennessee's Chuck Fleischman, supporting that.
A vote in favor of this continuing resolution is the only fiscally responsible vote.
But other hardline Republicans voting no, they wanted spending cuts now. White House says the U.S. has intelligence showing Hamas has used hospitals in Gaza to conceal and support their military operations and hold hostages. President Biden heading to San Francisco and the APEC summit where he'll meet with China's president, a meeting he hopes will open the line of military communication.
To get back on a normal course of corresponding, being able to pick up a phone and talk to one another if there's a crisis, being able to make sure our military still have contact with one another.
Stocks ending the day higher on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Labor Department says the Consumer Price Index rose 3.2% in October compared to a year ago, an improvement from September. Fears growing along with the potential for a volcanic eruption in Iceland.
Steam continues to rise from the six-mile-long fissure that runs straight through the small town of Grindavik. Locals have been evacuated to safe centers out of harm's way.
Earth can just open up and swallow you. You never know. So it was really scary. And actually, when I came here to safety, I felt so good, so relieved.
The evacuation came after the region was shaken by hundreds of small earthquakes every day for more than 2 weeks. Scientists continue to closely monitor the buildup of magma underground. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
Home Depot narrowing its outlook for the year. Sales continue to slide thanks to inflation and the fact that fewer people are moving from their homes. But Home Depot's quarterly performance came in above Wall Street's expectations. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. Expect slow going if you're leaving home for Thanksgiving. More than a million people in Wisconsin are expected to travel 50 miles or more for the holiday. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car, but 113,000 plan to fly. A week from tomorrow is expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Landon. Listen to my show, The Buck Off, on Friday, November 17th. We're getting ready for the gun hunting opening weekend. And if you're looking for that amazing deer or an amazing deal, we've got you covered on The Buck Off. Presented to you by Wisconsin Area Music Industry, the Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids, and the Kellner Cafe.
The hunt is on Friday night from 9 to 11, brought to you by the Big Dipper, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Northwood Supper Club, and Seed and Feed in Fifield.
The Bucks beat the Bulls. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Chicago Bulls 118-109. Packers quarterback Jordan Love was in attendance and witnessed a few milestones. Giannis, with 35 points, hit his 500th career three-pointer. Chris Middleton added 13 to become the Bucks' fifth all-time leading scorer, surpassing Michael Redd. Middleton after the game.
First, salute to Michael Redd. He's been a mentor of mine since I've came to Milwaukee, took over his number a little bit, but he's been a great person to reach out to from time to time to talk to.
Baseball reports say the Brewers are looking to promote bench coach Pat Murphy as their next manager. In Chicago, Craig Counsell introduced as the new manager of the Chicago Cubs. Counsell says he'd been thinking about leaving the Brewers almost 2 years.
Thought that a new challenge was where I had to push myself. Really, it's about growth.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then,
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country. like I wish she did, I wish she did. Pouring up another one, won't change what I should have done before she left. Now all that's left is mile by mile and city by city. She's getting over me, and man, it ain't pretty, no. She's out there rolling down some old interstate. Wide open, couldn't make her stay. Probably cranking up some new freedom song. Wide open, won't pick up her phone while I'm dying here tonight. Staring
that matters.
98Q Country.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. Putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. Turn into, we should try.
Shelton. I'll name the dog.
Girl, it's high time, I tell you. No more messing around. Time to lay these cards on the table and just throw it on out. I'm talking you and me with the same street name, same last name, same everything. It's a real thing, a how feel thing. So I'ma go on and take a swing.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mine. You took the single out of my life. Now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view. No, I don't feel like me. Girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it. It's all you. There ain't nothing I want to myself. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side, the sun don't even wanna be there. Girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion. Took the single out of my life. Now, girl, you always be the only one I wanna see. Up in my t-shirt and my ride, running circles in my mind. Couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
Q Country. Online at 98QCountry.com.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. Every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she changed it if she knew that? But losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side. Racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes. Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're a 6 year older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 52. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 35. Cloudy skies expected Thursday, decreasing clouds by Friday. Upper 50s Thursday, mid-30s by Friday. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 34 tonight. We should top off around 52 tomorrow. Lows level off around 35 tomorrow night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 52.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
That was easy. Now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Love country music.
98 Q Country.
If I could buy a house on memory lane, I'd put my money down and I'd sign my name on that little corner lot where it don't ever rain. We'd stay good as new, like a fresh corner.
Is a special sports presentation of Civic Media. WIAA High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwest Community Credit Union, Jeff Hankin and Roofing, Schwamgen Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and DFS Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, with the halftime show and postgame show sponsored by Forward Bank. Now, all the excitement of WIAA Sports.
All right, welcome to tonight's broadcast on 98Q as we bring to you the first game of the season for girls basketball. Schwamigan Screaming Eagles are hosting the Mercer Tigers tonight. We've got a couple exciting storylines going on tonight in that this is the returning season for the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles as they weren't able to finish last year. And I'm looking at this roster right now, and I'm counting 8 freshmen. So we have a very young team. However, 3 of them are on our state winner, our state competitors for cross country. And so they are going to be able to hustle a lot. So right now we're looking at our starting rosters. Mandy Ernst, number 4 for the Screaming Eagles. Number 11, Hayden McEwen. Number 14, Addison Boblett will be our third starter today. Number 15, Jalen Brunell. And I'm told to keep a watchful eye on her tonight and her performance. And our last starter for today is Gene Sherwinski, our only senior on the roster. Now, the thing about the Mercer High School basketball roster is they only have 7 players tonight. So they're going to be gassed by the end of this day, end of this game. And so with the 12 players on the Shawamigan Screaming Eagles side, they have an opportunity of depth and bench. But looking at the Mercers side of the ball, they do have increased size and height, so they're going to probably have a better post game. But if the Eagles can really move the ball around and really force the other team to be mobile, then what we can see is them burning through the low amount of depth on the Mercer side of the ball. So I do think that the Screaming Eagles as an entire program, not just basketball tonight, has a real opportunity to set its roots deep. Very impressed with what happened with football season this year. A lot of young players, new coach, new system. And coming into this year with the new, basically a revamp of the girls' basketball, a lot of freshmen, good things. All right, here we go. Tip-off is about to start. Gene Sherwinski at the thing. Goes up. Tip-off straight to the Eagles. Passes it right up. Oh, keeps it. Passes it inside. Does a little spin move. And, ooh, layup for the first 2 points of the match. Screaming Eagles lead 2-0. 18 minutes in the first half. They're playing press defense to start. Wow. So the press defense really pushed the Mercers to make a decision too slow. And because they held the inbound pass too long, there was a foul that was called. But was it a timeout? I'm actually not sure. I'll find out when the refs didn't really indicate, but either way, I think it was a timeout by the Mercers. Mercers saw that they're playing press, and I think the coach just took an early timeout to readjust immediate. Yeah, it was a timeout. Okay. Screaming Eagles came out with a game plan. Score quick, score fast, play press right off the bat. Usually don't see full court press, but I was just saying, if you have a man advantage on depth, play press. Okay, here we go. They're playing full court press, passing the ball. Mercer's got it. They're driving up the court. Oh, she loses the ball. Turnover and foul called by the Mercer. The ref on the Mercer. So the Tigers fumbled the ball. Screaming Eagles got it. They went to get it back, and they took a swipe and caused a foul. Inbound pass to Mandy Earth. It's at the top of the key. Just takes a nice little jumper off the rim, and it misses. Rebounded by number 14, Addison Boblick, who then takes a 3. Oh, just barely went in. And another offensive rebound passes in to Sherwinski, and, oh, come on, ref, call the plus 1. Oh, she's saying that a foul before the shot was made, so it's not a 3-point play. Either way, Eagle keeps retention of the ball, and they got to do an inbound pass. All right. Number 14. Passes it to number 4, Ernst, who passes it inside, but the Tigers do a good job of picking that one off. All right. I think the Tigers are being really smart here. They're taking their time to set up the play. Passes. Ooh. Ball was almost intercepted by the Screaming Eagles, but the ball went flying out of bounds. So the Mercer Tigers retained the ball. Number 21 is Jenny. Jenny's about to pass it in. Almost. Number 10 gets the ball. That's Amber East. Passes inside. Passes it back to the top of the key. 21 looking for a spot. Pass number 14. She looks to drive to the hoop. 1-2 step, and ooh! That is a great job. That's a three-point play. She takes a two-step drive, lays it up, gets fouled, gets the 2 points, and has an opportunity to get a free throw. Great effort by number 14, Ona Ruiz. Takes a free throw. Swish. And with that, the Tigers now lead 3-2. 16 minutes and 50 seconds in the first half. All right, top of the key. Pass it inside. Number 11 passes it further inside. Layup. And it doesn't go in. Offensive rebound by number 15. Passes it back to the post. Kalinske does a nice little move and takes the shot and misses. Tigers keep retention of the ball. All right. Do a little dribble move at the top of the key. Drives all the way to the hoop. Looks for a layup and foul called. She gets two shots, two free throws. It's a nice little drive. I like what the Mercer Tigers are doing. They're driving to the hoop and really preying on the swiping hands of the Eagles. Coach has got to calm down the girl. All right, first free throw. Miss. All right, substitutions coming in. Number 25 for the Screaming Eagles, which is Haley Rauschenbach, is substituting for Caden McEwen, is coming off. All right, second free throw. And missed. All right. Number 25 gets the ball, passes it to number 14. Addison Boblick. Oh, ref just called a carry. It's like a travel, but it's when they're dribbling and their hand is underneath the ball for too long. Either way. So what we have here is the Tigers get the ball back, and the Eagles are keeping their full court press. Pass it inside, and excuse me. Pardon me on that. The Eagles kept the ball alive, but when they threw the ball back in, it went straight to the Tigers, and they make a layup. They now lead 5-2 with 15 minutes in the first half. Nice pass on the inside, foul. The layup misses, but she will get two free throws. Number 24, Jean Schwinski, our senior, only senior, was fouled on the layup. Man, this is my first game, if you're listening, so I apologize if I'm trying to keep up. They are pushing the pace tonight. First free throw, that off the back of the rim, and it does not go in. All right, second free throw, no substitution. There we go. And shot, and swish. Great shot by James. Wyoming Eagles now cut the score 3-5. They're still trailing. Full court press still. She has an angle, stops at the three-point line, passes it off to the center, then throws it back on the inside. Great play up the middle. Ooh, traveling called on the Tigers as number 14, Olena Ruiz, tried to get underneath the hoop, but it just wasn't working. All right. Eagles at the top of the three-point line. Pass on the inside to number four, pass the ball to nobody. Maddie Ernst turned the ball over on that pass. He's now Tiger ball. Okay. Full court press. Ruiz driving to the hoop. We have another travel. Man, Ruiz is really trying to drive to the hoop, but she keeps tripping. All right. Eagles make a substitution, and then they got the ball. Carrying it up to the top of the key, pass it out to the right, back up to the top. Takes a long two-point shot. That was almost a three-pointer, but her foot was on the line. So that evens up the score 5-5. Screaming Eagles continue their full-court press. Man, that is a long pass, and it goes all the way across the court, right? Oh, travel. Yeah, that was... She tried to pass it all the way up the court. Number 25, Haley Rauschenbach, got it, but she kind of did this, like, hop step, and so it's called a travel. Good heads up by the ref, because that indeed was a travel. So Tigers get the ball all the way on the same side of the court as Eagles. Ball passed into the top. And she takes like a drive jumper. Rebound by number 25 of the Eagles. And number 15, Jalen Brunell takes it up to the three-point line. Passes it to the top of the key to number 10. Dishes it to the right to number 14 as she drives to the hoop. Ooh, as she was tripping to prevent a travel, she passed to the inside, but it went straight to the Tiger. Transition defense is looking good for the Eagles. Ooh, good pass. What a play by the Ona Ruiz. She gets good defense to knock her off her point. She passes it inside to their center, number 45. I think it's the Showman, and she makes a great shot to score 2 points. Score 7-5. The Eagles got the ball, didn't really do much with it, but then the Tigers got the ball right back. So they're setting up their offense. William passes to 45. Oh, great. Interception. Oh, no. Number 10 gets the ball on the inside for the Tigers. Offensive rebound, throws up, misses again, but this time number 14, Addison Boblett, gets the rebound. All right. Eagles back on offense. Pass to number 10. She's wide open. Passes it back to the top of the key for 15. Takes a three, and it's short. Number 25 tries to keep the play, but it goes out of bounds. All right. Eagles are subbing number 11 in and number 4. That would be Cadence McEwen and Maddie Ernst come in for Rauschenbach, and I didn't see the other one. Either way. Eagles a little slow on the transition defense, but the passing was a little less. All right. Three-point shot made by the Tiger, or shot by the Tigers, missed. Then Ruiz intercepts the pass and then shoots up a layup on like our left foot while falling and misses that. This is a fast-paced game, let me tell you. All right. Eagles fly down the field and make a very fast pass that went way over the head of teammates. And now it's Tigers' ball again. Full court press. Foul on someone. Foul on the Eagles by number... I said number 6, but I don't think that was. I think it was number 4. Either way. Tigers keep the ball. And Ruiz got a straight shot to the hoop. She passes it inside to their center. She misses the layup. Wow. That was a great opportunity for the Tigers. They need to make this every time. 11, wide open, underneath, makes the Lion layup. Great transition offense. Caden McEwen with the layup to tie the game 7-7. 12 minutes and 45 seconds left in the half. And they just called, I believe, a time in. Basically, it just took too long for the Tigers to pass the ball in. So it's a change of possession. And now the Eagles get the ball on the Tigers' side of the court. Pass inside, pass outside, pass to the top of the key, and takes another long-range shot, which would have been a two-pointer. How did that not go in? Did that ball, like, touch the net and then went out? All right. Tigers are trying to set up their offense. She drives to the hole, tries to pass on the inside, passes it to Erk. Can she make the play? Is fouled while she's driving. So now she gets, will she get two shots here, or do they just set up their, yep, they get to set up their offense. So it's not a free throws. Number 15, Jalen Brunell is going to be subbed out for number 21, which is Claire Yuck. And she, Yunk, excuse me, she'll be passing it in. Okay. Setting up their offense, passing inbound to number 4 at the top of the key. She's setting it up. She's looking to drive inside. Does a little Euro step, but she loses the ball. Ooh, you got to be careful. Number 11, McEwen tried to go for the steal, and she actually grabbed her leg and dropped it to the ground. All right. Full court press. Tigers looking to pass it inbound. Layla sends it all the way down the court to their center, number 45. But good defense by number 24. Oh, she's got a free three. Oh, off the rim, miss. Good rebound, but the Tigers get the ball back. Number 10 has it for the Tigers, the top. Passes on the inside. Number 21 has it, passes to the 45, lays it up for a layup plus one was fouled during the shot, so she gets a chance at a free throw and a three-point play. With that score, it brings it to 9-7, Tigers in the lead with a chance for a free throw. And the Eagles, I think the Eagles just called a timeout. Wow. I need to catch one. If you're listening, wow, I'm not kidding. What a fast-paced game going on right now. Unbelievable. I need a minute just to catch up myself. So I got 50 seconds to kind of bring everyone back up to speed with this, okay? At the beginning of the game, I made the point that the Tigers only have 7 people on their roster compared to the 12 on the Screaming Eagles. And I made the comment, hey, play fast, play hard, and you're going to tire out the other team. Well, they did it all right. They're playing full court press from the first second of this game. And they're just running the court. And I suppose that's what they do. They got 3 all-star cross-country runners on this team. So, I mean, they're not even – I'm looking at them. They don't even look tired. I got tired looking at them. And so, however, that's a high – okay, high-speed basketball comes with a lot of risk, okay? There's been a lot of turnovers, a lot of passes that have gone overhead. If you're going to play fast, you have to play clean. So I would say even if it means slowing down a little bit, it'll be worth it if because the Eagles are getting the ball. They just need to set up their offense. No? All right. Teams are back in. Timeout over. Number 45 is going to get a chance to shoot her one free throw because she was fouled when she made the shot, and she made it. So this is a three-point play. The ref is clearing up something quick with the clock, the scorekeeper. In a moment, I'll figure out what's going on. The coach and 2 refs and the scorekeeper are trying to figure out what's going on. Okay, so 9-7, 11 minutes and 46 seconds left in the first half. The 9 is owned by the Tigers and the 7 by the Screaming Eagles. They are trailing by 2. I'm seeing a lot of mistakes by the Screaming Eagles, honestly, on both sides of the team, but they're the ones that have kind of had the initiative in this game. So if you've got the initiative on offense, slow it down a little bit. All right. Number 45 takes the free throw shot, misses, and she gets her own rebound. So the Tigers keep possession of the ball off the free throw. Free shot and miss by number 13. Okay. Screaming Eagles drive it down. Number 4 tries to pass it inside to number 25, gets the ball, pass back out to the top of the key, pass out to the right. Number 10 takes a shot for a 3, and it's in! Number 10 banked it in. Nia Singer banks the 3-point shot in. What a shot! And immediately they take the lead. Uh-oh. It's 10-9. The Tigers tried to pass the ball in, and the Screaming Eagles full court press, it looks like one, she was trying to defend the pass. The Screaming Eagles' finger or hand hit her in the eye. So they're taking a medical timeout to make sure that everything is okay. Oh, it looks like she popped her contact out. That's what happened. So it looks like it's less of an injury and more of just like, hey, my contact lens got knocked out. So once that's in, they'll resume play. I think with things like that, I don't think they do charge timeouts unless it's within the last 2 minutes of a half. So, all right, game on. Contact back in. Tigers retain possession of the ball. And I believe with that was technically a foul on the Screaming Eagles. All right, back to full court press as they play so fast. Ruiz. While Ruiz is making the transition from the ball from the left to the right, she's just doing it too slow, and she keeps traveling the ball. The Tigers got to slow down their offense. They're going too quick. Okay. Eagles got the ball at the top of the key. Pass it in number 21, who would have had an open shot for a layup. But great defense by the Tigers. Herb Hand went up and deflected the ball. All right. Substitution. 25 and 21 are substitute out for 24 and 11. So that would mean Shawinski and McEwen are in the game. Number 4, Maddie Ernst, intercepts the ball, but she did it so running out of bounds. So Eagles, or the Tigers, retain possession of the ball. All right, Reeves got the ball. She passes up the court to her number 40. Ooh, I think that was a weak traveling call, to be honest. She looked like she was still on her pivot foot. Either way, there was a travel call called on number 40. That would be Ava Milicius. I apologize if I butchered that last name. Eagles have the ball at the top of the key. Pass it on the inside. She drives, throws it up, and it is a travel called on their center, Rauschenbach, and timeout called by the Tigers. All right. I think with this, for my own sake and just for everyone else, we're going to take a 30-second ad break so I can catch my breath.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
All right, welcome back to the broadcast game of the high school girls basketball team. Oh, my goodness, Reeves takes the ball down the court so quick. I can't even do a proper intro. These teams are playing good tonight. This is the first game of the season. You can tell there's energy on the court. The Screaming Eagles lead 10-9 with 10 minutes and 39 seconds in the first half. Tigers are trying to pass the ball inside. Pass the ball inside. Open shot. Takes it. Oh, from the corner. Good rebound by number 14. Number 14 takes up the court, passes it to the corner, and oh, Maddie Ernst gets the ball, but she kind of fumbles it above her head and goes out of bounds. So Tiger's ball. Tigers trail by one. This full court press is just going to eat at them. It's just got to. Literally, the Eagles are leaving a person open down the court to have an extra man on this press offense. Or press defense. Okay, number 14's open for the shot. She chooses to drive. Does a little step, and it goes air ball. Passes it back outside. 21 drives up the thing, and she's fouled. Misses, and so she'll get two free throws. I'll tell you this right now. Screaming Eagles defense. This is a team with mostly freshmen, right? 2, 4, 6, 8. 8 freshmen. And they are playing so aggressive. And part of me, like, you kind of want to calm them down, but at the same token, like, you know, they're playing hard. You know, kind of first game of the season, let them play their heart out. All right, substituting 15, Jalen Brunell out. Substituting Claire Young into the game. Second free throw, shot, and swish. And with that, we have a tie game. 10-10 with 10 in the first half left. All right. Drive up the court. Ooh, there we go. The ball taking a charge on the Tigers. So now this is the Screaming Eagles get another chance to set up their offense as they get the inbound pass. Pass to number 24. She looks inside. Passes it to the top of the key to number 21. Ooh. Number 21 got the ball, dribbled, held, turned on her pivot foot, dribbled again. Easy travel call. Got to have a better heads-up play. Good press defense. And they're running down the court. Drive to the inside for number 45. Nice little shot for a layup, but it misses. Pass to number Earth as she goes up the field. Passes to 24. And she takes a layup, and it almost goes in. Good defensive rebound by Ruiz. She takes it out of the court. Faster. She's got a freak thing to the hoop. What was called? I don't know what was called. Did she step out of bounds? I think she stepped out of bounds on accident. Ruiz had, she actually outran the entire court. But on the Tigers, she would have had a free basket. All right. Ernst got the ball at the top of the key. She passes it inside. Bounces off her teammate's foot, and she gets it back. Tops to the top of the key. Number 14 takes a shot.
offensive rebound on her own shot, and then she drives to the hoop and lays it up for 2 points. That was great. Addison Boblik makes the shot, gets the shot, takes the reshot, gets it, 12-10. Number 24 intercepts the inbound pass, takes the shot, misses. Oh, so close to having 4 points back-to-back there. So, wow, that was really good by Jean Schawinski. She got the inbound pass, like intercepted it, but then missed the shot barely. All right. Ruiz on the Tigers has the ball. She's driving up the field. She needs to reach. She's driving up 1-2 Euro step, and it's in. Great play by her, 12-12, with 8 minutes and 50 seconds left in the first half. Ernst at the top of the key. She takes the shot. She was wide open, and she misses. All right. 21 has the ball. She drives up the court, passes it inside to her inside girl, and then barely misses the layup. Schwinski gets the rebound, passes it back to Maddie Ernst. Goes up. She's looking to drive, passes it in. Oh! She goes to pass it into McCoon on the inside, but it looks the teammate didn't see this. I did. The defender, I think it was really her finger barely touched the ball, and that's what caused the ball to go out of bounds. And so the refs didn't see it, but so the Tigers get to keep the ball. Ruiz got it. She's going up the court. Ooh. I don't know what the call is. All right. Addison Boblik, I believe, fouled number 14. Yeah, okay, there it is. She took a swipe, and so she's going to get 2 free throw shots. You know what? I was talking about how we have a deeper bench. Taking a little bit too many swipes. Do not want to get foul trouble in the first half. Excuse me. All right. Reeves gets her 2 shots here. Has a chance to take the lead. Miss. I guess there's only 1 free throw. All right. Number 14 passes it in. Number 4 passes it inside to number 11 to take a shot. Great job by McEwen. That was good passing. It was just top of the key, then all the way to the corner, and then on the inside. Makes a layup. 14-12. Screaming Eagles lead with 8 minutes left in the first half. Okay. The Screaming Eagles are not playing press defense. Oh, number 4 almost gets a steal, but because that Ruiz is there, takes a nice dribble step towards the hoop. Excuse me. Passes it back outside. Screaming Eagles get the ball. Passes it to McEwen, who gets the ball back. Passes it to 25. Drops it 14. Gets it. She throws it up. It misses. And number 4 touches it as it goes out. There is so much happening. There's so much happening in one sentence. Sorry for lack of punctuation. This is how fast the girls are playing. This is how fast they're playing. All right, full court press. Pass to 13 all the way on the other side of the court. The Tigers try to save it, but she passes it inside, and the Eagles get the ball. Number 14 has it. Boblik. She travels. Oh! I have a feeling that the coach is going to be working on dribbling security this week. All right. Tigers pass the ball in. Oop, we'll go straight to the scorekeeper. And they're going to call it Eagles ball. All right. Substitution. Mia Singer is coming in for Schawinski. And Boblik is also coming out. Oh, no. She came to do the in-ground pass. She's still in the game. Ernst passed it to Rauschenbach, who passes it to number 14, Boblik, who nails the 3. That was great. Press defense. Again, the ball's wide open. It's going to go right to Rauschenbach, who travels. Oh, this press defense is working, okay? As much as it is difficult to announce and talk about, I'm trying to paint you a picture. But I'm painting as fast as possible. I feel like I'm speed painting this. All right. The timeout called by the Tigers. All right. 6 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first half. Screaming Eagles just hit a huge 3 to go up by 5. They lead 17-12. Woo!
All right. Got ourselves a ball game. I'm looking. Okay, so like I said, 7 players on the Tigers, 12 players on the Screaming Eagles. Doing a little, like, stamina check. Eagles are looking fresh. I'm not going to lie. They're looking fresh. And looking at the Tigers, there's a few that are sweating, but they don't look like they're breathing too heavy. So, like, this, they got some good fuel in the tank as they head into the second part of this first half. Six, if you're just joining us, great game. Screaming Eagles leading 17-12 with 6 minutes and 55 seconds left in the first half. They are playing very fast. Very fast. I mean, it feels like I'm watching, like, I'm about to show my age. But, like, back in the 90s and early 2000s, basketball was a lot slower as a sport. And the Phoenix Suns were kind of like the first team to play, like, sprint ball. This is what I feel like I'm watching. I feel like I'm watching the Phoenix Suns from the early 2000s. Probably one person got that reference if they're listening. But, hey, if you did, good on you. All right, inbound pass from the Tigers to number 21. Takes all the way to the hoop. Does a nice little stutter step. Gets inside but misses the layup. Number 21 got called on the foul. And that's Claret Yunkin. And that gives number 21 of the Tigers, Flopecki, I believe is how you say the name, 2 free throws. 1, nailed it. Great shot. That was a nice, gentle swish. 17-13 now. Cutting the score to 4. Free throw number 2. Good form. And nice. The ball bounced out, then bounced back in. 2 points. Good free throw shooting. Game is now within 3. Eagles lead 17-14. 6 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. Pass out. Ooh, number 4 faked a pass, Earth, and then took the shot and barely missed. All right, they called a foul on the Tigers, and so the Eagles get to keep possession of the ball. Boblik, I can hear the coach yelling, set the pick, you'll see it. All right, Boblik passes the ball in to number 21, Young, who passes it out to Matty Earth, who gets 14 Ruiz. Yeah, Ruiz fouls Substitution. Strawinski is coming in for Young. All right. Boblik passes it in. And we get a foul. He passes in right underneath the hoop. Strawinski goes to the shot. She gets fouled. And so she will get 2 free throws. All right. This is, okay, people who don't watch basketball, you don't realize how important a free throw is. This is a free shot, uncontested. You make these, and you win games. Ooh, good form, good backspin. The ball just didn't go in. She missed her first free throw. Score remains 17-14, Screaming Eagle. Second free throw. Balls up. And, oh, it went in and out just ever so barely. Oh, reshot. They came off their spots too early. Okay. Well, lucky. All right, here we go. Shot up. Bounce off the rim. Good rebound by number 45, Sherman,